Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Big soft titty dot png.
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 Hello, everybody, and welcome to Big Soft Titty dot png. My name's Demi Lardner, and right across the table over there is my beautiful co-host, Tom Walker.
Oh.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, what a thrill. Yeah. It's so good to be beautiful on the podcast today.
Yes, your breasts look marvelous.
Thank
you. I love your silky dress with the slit up the side. Makes me want to just lift that thing up and rail you.
Yeah, hey, I was just thinking, if you like that big slit on the side, you're going to like that big slit in the middle and down. I think that's around
middle,
where...
middle bottom-ish, yeah.
I'm trying to remember, and I think the slit... Is like around
down,
there.
Yeah. Remember,
I basically pour around there until it's like I'm finding my way back to bed in the darkness in like a hotel room, and I'm kind of just like got one hand on either thigh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's got to be somewhere around here.
I've gone too far.
Yeah. I've gone too far. I'm touching nose.
That's the eye.
I'm trying to put my dick in the nose.
Oh, man. And it feels so good. Now I've discovered something.
Oh, shit. It's nice. This fits.
So, isn't it? Remember when you were a kid and you thought that, like, you could just walk towards a woman and go in?
Yes.
From the front? Yeah.
That is, yeah. I think we've talked about this before because we are very stupid.
Yes.
And one of the defining wait, also, why did you think that? Because you had it.
Yeah, because I talked to boys and was like, do you think it's on the front?
Yeah, I did think it was on the front.
Yeah, I was saying, do you remember when you did that?
Okay.
Not me.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I do remember thinking that the pussy was a simple walk into each other situation. Mm-hmm. I also remember not quite understanding because, like, I kind of came of age during the shift from still image on internet to like widely available.
That can't be true.
I remember like, well, maybe, you know, shitty Australian internet, but I remember not seeing
I found it.
Yeah, but you're fucking 4 years younger than me.
4 years is not much when it comes to pornography.
That's a lot when it comes to the exact age of pornography at that time.
You are so stupid.
I remember the first time I saw motion in pornography and it was a blowjob and I was like, oh, fuck.
I remember the first time.
I thought you just put your mouth on it and went like... I thought it was like...
Until my eyes get small and dry.
Yeah. Until my whole face just bloops in. Yeah, I thought that a lot of sex was a static affair, and I'm still holding that belief today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very...
Motherfucker's fucking a balloon.
I'm one of the few secular soaking enthusiasts, and also, yes, I am fucking a balloon because I'm rubbing it all over my penis and then holding it over my pubes, and my pubes are floating up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. This has been a filthy start to the episode.
I don't like when you do that, by the way.
You don't?
With the balloon, no.
Ah, come
on. I think it doesn't do anything for me, and I don't even think it really does that much for you.
Eh, it does more than not doing it, and this way we use up all those balloons.
Why did we buy those?
I don't know. I thought they were condoms. And I try to go to stores and buy them out of condom stock so that no one else has to use them.
No one else has to use them?
Yeah. Hey, a free pass from your old buddy Tombo. I think to myself as I buy $1,000 worth of condoms.
And they're immediately restocked.
Damn, you win again. You win again, all right.
You win again, big condom. And that's the first time I've ever said big condom.
Do you have something in a slim fit?
Do you have a petite?
Yeah, I'm looking for like a size zero and like a Topshop size zero. I'm looking for something that really hugs the sides.
Like think of a like 4 to 11 months.
I'm looking for a cinched waist on my condom. My situation, let me tell you, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have condoms with sort of a like a drawstring waist on them? Corseted condom, perhaps?
I'm looking for kind of a shapeless sack look. Like I'm looking for something not quite a summer dress. But definitely, look, I got to tell you, it's going to be flowing.
Yeah.
No matter the smallest condom you give me, it's going to be like a six-year-old in a ghost outfit made from a king sheet.
Do you have something in a low cut?
So that would be, where would the low cut be?
I think it would, the condom would sit right on the tip.
Okay. Yeah.
Or.
Like a beanie.
Yeah.
Or a tuk.
Like a yarmulke.
Okay. I think that maybe,
Or it could go all the way down and then there could be a V-neck on the condom.
Oh, my God. The V-neck condom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why aren't we millionaires?
I think it has to be because God is against us. Yeah, because we're coming up with these genius ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, even like polo shirt condom.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right? That way, the whoever you're fucking can enjoy the feeling of the collar rubbing against their shit.
Is that a collar?
Formal. They immediately like sit up slightly straight. Activating their core. I didn't know. I'll be really putting some effort into this.
Yeah. And you should put on more makeup. This is a formal affair.
Right away, sir.
It's getting all over her because you're going hard. Billy the puppet ass.
Yeah, it's awesome when ladies put on makeup.
I love when they do it because they look better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. But also you should be doing this anyway. But this is to encourage you to do it more.
Yeah, you got to keep doing this because you look busted.
You look fucked. You don't even look that bad, but like I've seen you in makeup now, so you cannot go back.
Yeah, fucking my wife and just saying out loud, you look tired. You look really tired.
Not enjoying this as much as I could.
Yeah.
On account of your face.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and flip you over and I'm going to rest my phone on your back.
Yeah. And I'm going to have a picture of you in makeup on the back of your head.
I've face apped a picture of you.
Yeah.
And I've put on the most gorgeous smoky eye.
Yeah.
Just and like, they look like Callista Gingrich in the photo.
Who's Callista Gingrich?
Oh my God. You're going to fucking love this.
Don't be looking up hot women.
No. This is Newt Gingrich's wife.
And Newt Gingrich is one of them, like...
He's one of the American evils.
Yeah.
So
Callista, it's hard to keep up with all the American evils, you know?
There's more and more of them every day, but Callista Gingrich is Newt Gingrich's wife. And even from that, thank you so much for being like, oh, it's not, like, hard to remember which one's evil.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think that Newt Gingrich is on the side of good here?
Hey, do you think the man with the name Newt Gingrich is a good guy?
It would be too much if it was in like fucking Hogwarts.
Yeah. Well, there is a guy called Newt in there.
Newt Scamander, of
course.
That's
right.
From
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
That's right.
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
And oh my God, finding out that they're not going to make more of those movies has really helped me out.
Oh, it's helped you. I'm upset.
It's good for me.
Here's why I'm upset.
Why?
I think Johnny Depp should have to keep getting up early. That's funny to me.
Here's the problem. They tragically, and this is going to come as such a blow to you, Demi, but they did recast the role of Grindelwald, and they made it, what's his face? Mads Mikkelsen, I believe.
What? But I love him.
He's cool.
Yeah, I love him. Wait.
Yeah.
I do, right? Can we get some girls in here? Is that him? That's Ben Mendelsohn. They're the same guy!
No, they're not.
They fucking look exactly the same.
They look nowhere near the same.
They look exactly the same. They have the same weirdness about them too.
You are psychotic. No, Mads Mikkelsen is really hot.
No.
And
no, I think, hang on. I'm
Ben Mendelsohn is like dirty and good. Great actor.
All right, hold on. Let me look at Mads Mikkelsen. I'll tell you if he's hot.
Okay, but first, can I show you?
There's porno on my phone. Hey.
What's that?
There's porno on my phone. Oh, yeah.
Don't have to say that.
Woo! I'm about to have some fun. All right, Mads Mikkelsen. Mads.
Still in the private tab, or are we just going fucking bare browser?
Yeah. Ew, he's not hot.
You are fucked up. There's something wrong with you.
He's got a little turtle mouth. And weird, no.
Makes me makes me reconsider.
He looks like fucking Jigsaw.
He is.
He looks like Jigsaw.
Mads Mikkelsen is a handsome actor.
He looks like fucking Jigsaw. Look at that.
He looks really good.
No,
I don't
he
know
does.
What you
I
want.
Saw the gout in your eyes. Look at him. You're laughing. He looks like Jigsaw. He looks like Jigsaw.
Okay, then the guy who plays Jigsaw looks good.
He doesn't.
Mads Mikkelsen is a handsome man. And now I want to show you this picture of Callista Gingrich. So.
And I'm going to look at Ben Mendelsohn as well.
Okay, great.
This guy is not handsome.
You are nutty.
He has a stupid face.
Callista Gingrich is kind of known.
Mendelsohn.
Demi, I insist that you, if you're going to type, you don't type out loud.
Ben Mendelsohn's a fucking hottie. Look at this stupid way he sits too.
Yeah.
Bisexual.
He does look good there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a sex symbol. And the symbol is no way.
Symbol
it's
is
a circle
big
with
X.
A cross
yeah,
through it.
Yeah.
Here, this is a photo of Callista Gingrich. This is kind of the thing I most know her from.
Mm-hmm.
She is, of course, wife of Newt.
Mm-hmm.
And
and I a frog.
She face apps her photos
just
quite
nothing.
A bit. Yeah, nothing.
Why? Now I'm not going to look at that.
It's predictable. I don't know what you want from me. Here she is. She really smooths out her forehead in every selfie.
That's really, really funny. That's really good.
She looks, yeah.
She's next to her rock of a husband.
Pockmarked, sedimentary husband, for real. Igneous motherfucker.
He looks like Brendan Gleeson if you... cross him with one of the rock creatures from the Neverending Story.
Yes. Yeah, Newt Gingrich.
He looks like Mad-Eye Moody on a bad day.
And I don't think Mad-Eye's had many good days recently.
Mm-mm.
I guess when he got out of that box or whatever. Anyway, that's what comes to mind for me when I think of Callista Gingrich. God, I fucking love saying the name.
Yeah.
If only I didn't.
I don't know why you brought her up, though.
I think we were talking about women wearing makeup.
Oh, they should.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think Mads Mikkelsen is attractive.
No.
I would go so far as to say I think he's daddy. I'm not personally interested in that, but I do think that for the majority of people, he would be that.
No.
Okay.
Disagree.
All right, and that's fine.
I think you think he's handsome because you're a man.
Yes.
Do you think Stanley Tucci is hot?
Yes.
All right, well, we can agree on that.
Okay. And what other Hollywood hunks would we like to put to the test today?
What's like a really ugly Hollywood guy?
I don't think there really is one. The closest I can think of is like Clint Howard.
Who's that?
That is Ron Howard's brother. Remember that movie we watched where the computer is the devil and the computer gives a boy who's being bullied powers?
Yeah.
The thing that I took from it was in the opening scene where a devil worshipper gets beheaded and his head... Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ. Anyway...
Allergic to boring stories.
Well, it's not my story. It's from the film. So take it up with the screenwriter.
Like
and I'll continue
film.
To relate.
Okay.
It's not a boring film. You enjoyed it at
I
the
did.
Time.
It was very good.
When the guy gets... Someone's head gets lopped off with a sword and they cut to a shot of a soccer ball flying away into the distance in a really funny way.
Really good.
Really good. Anyway,
so why
I think
did you
Clint
bring,
Howard
is. Why did you fucking bring that up?
I wanted to talk about it.
But it was like you were trying to make a point and now you've just like said, do you remember that movie we saw?
That's from that Clint Howard is in that movie. And I think that he is probably the ugliest actor that I can think of.
What about?
Oh, Ashton Kutcher, actually. Ashton Kutcher just has that hideous face of his.
Is that like a melted guy or like
unsightly
what?
Bump on his chin or cleft.
What about Immortan Joe? I think he's the actor. They just got a guy that looks like that.
It's so lucky.
Yeah.
You know what? He turned up to the audition and we said to ourselves, it's got to be him.
It's got to be him.
We originally had the role cast as a young Latino man.
Yeah.
But then...
A svelte twink.
Hello. So do I just stand here to do my lines?
Whatever he sounds like.
You're not allowed any water, I think.
Nailed
weird
it.
That it was just water in that one when it used to be petrol.
Well, those guys don't have access. Water is more fundamental than petrol in terms
of needs.
But
it's. I always thought that, like, because I just thought they'd do the old Mad Max thing. Haven't seen it. But it used to be petrol, right? There were, like, petrol wars? Or was it just, like, that's what I thought that it was. It was guzzling. They were like, you can't fucking have any.
And so the criticism of me recounting a scene I enjoyed from a movie now maybe leveled at Demi recounting... Perhaps
you're being boring.
Three movies that she hasn't seen.
Tom, you're being boring.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is your bad.
Here's the interesting thing about the Mad Max franchise. Mad Max 1, God, it sucks shit.
That's what people say.
Yeah. It's really boring. It's just about Mad an Max Australian 2. Town.
Yeah, but people love Mad Max 2, don't they?
Mad Max 2 is fun. And also...
I think it's the editing.
No, sucks. It's just straight it's up bad. Better. Like, it. Mad Max is just a story about an Australian cop who confronts, like, who gets into a scrap with, like, an outlaw or whatever, a criminal called the Toe Cutter, who I believe is the actor who then played Immortan Joe.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool. But yeah,
I love when they do that. And they're too. Like, doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they made him audition?
Oh, that'd be fun to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so... Mad Max 2 is good. Mad Max 3 is fun. Fury Road is incredible. Demi, what do you have to say?
I was just thinking about, I remember that, you remember that show Please Like Me?
Yes, the Josh Thomas show.
Which I actually like really liked. I thought it was really good. I remember Tom Ward doing an interview and being like, yeah, they made me audition, even though like the character was based on me and like it was just like straight up things that I'd like said in real life. They still made me audition.
Fuck. God, you'd be fucking spewing.
Yeah. But I think it was like, I think it was probably more of a convince the people at the network. Yeah. But also you'd be gutted if like you found out that you were going for that role and you're like, oh, but why did I come in?
Yeah.
Like,
well, this is similar to, I mean, with everything I've ever auditioned for, it has been the case of you see the final product and you're like,
did you have to fill a day?
Yeah.
Why did you talk to me?
You guys are just like keeping yourselves busy.
Yeah.
Because I went for this and then you cast, I auditioned for this role of a 19-year-old and then you, because you said apparently that you want a heavy set 19-year-old, which is apparently what I read as, and then you cast a twink 19-year-old.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Interesting.
Just. Every overweight person in my life who does comedy, and yeah. I'm not like overweight really. Like
no,
I'm just like a large
hot
man.
Guy.
Then we all went to audition for this, and then we checked, and they just some kid straight out of acting school. It was just skinny
like a model ass looking kid.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then like the other
watch
thing is
the 12 on what is it on?
Oh fucking who knows? ABC maybe. Like it's one of those. One of those shows that, you know, disappear without a trace.
Yeah.
But as with every show.
Australian show, especially.
Well, yeah, but sure, but every show.
Breaking Bad, yeah, famously disappeared without a trace.
Breaking what? I'll wait for Breaking Good, thank you. I'll wait for Breaking Good.
Saying this show sucks?
I think it might be better if they made it good.
What if we called it Making Good?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Fixing
more like
good.
Making good TV, that is.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Walking, Vince Gilligan walking into Netflix headquarters for his big pitch and writing Breaking Bad out on the whiteboard and then crossing out a few letters at a time to do the aliens thing of M-A, keep the K, keep the I-N-G, making, and then keep, cross out B-A, goo.
Making goo.
My pitch is that instead of Breaking Bad, we are making good.
We are making goo.
That, I think, takes the cake for the most exhausting 10 seconds of podcasting anyone's ever done.
Does it? It was mostly you.
I can't imagine how bad that was to listen to.
Mostly you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A big flub from me. Demi, what's been going on with your crazy little life?
I've been mucking about.
You have?
Yeah.
And what's that entailed? Have you been looking at online auctions and things of that nature?
You just want to talk about your online auctions that you've been looking at?
No, not at all.
Well, I know that you've been looking at online auctions and, like, you've been telling me about it and I haven't been looking at them, so clearly you wanted to bring that up.
Usually you have – I guess I said online auctions. What I mean is do you have any purchases that I don't know about that are winging their way to the residence?
Maybe.
Okay, and that's just a fun little bit of sizzle for, I guess, me and the listener.
Yeah.
But if you have nothing further to say, I guess I'll take my turn at the tea.
Well, that's clearly what you wanted.
It's honestly not, and I would give anything not to talk. Come on. Yeah, what you been doing? Okay, all right. Yeah, I've been looking at auctions. Yeah. I was looking at – the one I have my eye on right now is for 3 belt buckles.
Uh-huh.
Some nice metal belt buckles. They got a crocodile on them. Two of them have cockatoos on them. Currently, I think, going for about $35 mm-hmm. Australian. Keeping an eye on that. I think it expires in 2 days. Might see if I can just snipe it with a bid before it ends. Or,
you need that many belt buckles?
Well, that's the thing, right? I don't. But I do want one crocodile belt buckle.
So what are you going to do with the other two?
I think I'm going to put them up my fucking ass, baby. Oh,
really?
Yeah, or like just have them sit around the house and gather dust.
I don't like that. That I don't like.
Okay.
I don't like that, having more stuff. I don't want it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And the other thing I've been keeping an eye on is they keep auctioning off various, like, I mean, fuck, it's hard not to just go in and buy, like, the big ceramic penis that's been up on the auction site.
Can
for
I see
25.
It?
Yes.
Demi, where is the big ceramic penis? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
Where it is.
Yeah, I can find it for you. Yeah, go ahead and turn on the fan. And I will look for the ceramic penis.
Marvelous.
I'll check inside the Demi, of course.
Hey.
But I have been looking at various auctions because it is fun to see. It's fun because you don't realize how much crap there is in the world. And there's a whole bunch of it. There's so much crap.
Crap, you mean?
There's so much crap.
There's a lot of crap, you think?
Yes, there's so much like bric-a-brac.
Googles.
Yes.
Gizmos.
Yes, all of these.
Knick-knacks.
Knick-knacks. The world is rotten with knick-knacks.
Mm.
And sometimes you'll be seeing them and you'll think to yourself, damn, I'd like to spend 10 to 15 minutes thinking about how I could own that knick-knack.
Mm.
Or, separately, I would like to make the person who desires that knick-knack pay
unhappy.
$5 more.
Okay.
That's what I think of it as. I put in a bid for, like, I saw some Pokemon cards up for auction, and they had a Pokemon card that I had when I was a kid in there, and I was like, well, I'll chuck a bid on
that. You already
there.
Had that once, though.
Yeah, but I want to have it again.
Why?
On account of I'm old.
Okay.
And then I got beaten in that bid, but I was satisfied that I made someone else pay more for a worthless card.
Hmm.
I don't like how my brain's working right
not
now.
Healthy. Yeah. Yeah, not good.
But it is fun to look at the various arts. I'm now loading up the Auction Barn website, which is going to show us the big old ceramic penis. I show you it's like 3 inches long.
It's huge!
It's visibly soft somehow. It's visibly floppy even though it's made out of ceramics.
They didn't put it in the kiln right. It's still
just
mushy.
Wet clay. Yeah. Yeah, this is realistic. This is the only way the penises are.
Really seeing someone through their art and it's all really bad.
Yeah. Well, that's like the
whole
thing.
The biggest penis I could think of.
This gargantuan cock will destroy us all. That's the thing about like, because in the Renaissance and like in the Greek times, in
You're
ancient Greek times.
You're always talking about the shit you are.
Yes, I am. Because I'm so, so smart. But they had like, I believe that the reason all those statues had like tiny little ding-dongs was because they wanted women to think
that that's a good amount of penis.
It was viewed as a civilized thing. It was viewed as like a marker of civilization to have like a small penis.
Yeah.
And like a marker of barbarism to have a large penis.
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah, you're probably really good at maths. Anyway, yeah, check this out. Lot 58. A large white jade look phallus, minor flaws.
Can you buy it? How much is it?
This is currently going at, oh, it's closed for online bids.
No! Are you lying? Because
no,
I want it.
I'm not. It's gone.
How much did it go for?
It went for 25 Australian dollars.
Well, I thought you were going to say 25,000.
No, no, no. The reserve wasn't met, so I don't know. I think that might mean it might be relisted, or they might just fucking kick it down the curb. They might just throw it out. But there you can see a rear view of the phallus.
Oh, it looks like it also has a pussy on the back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Well, we're going to have to make ourselves a big penis.
I don't see the need for one of them. Hmm? I think that a nice small one seems markedly better to me.
Do you know what I really wish that I had? And I wonder if I'm sure some rich person has it in their house, but you know the big cock statue from Clockwork Orange?
I do.
I want that.
Okay.
Because it looks funny when it rocks around.
Yeah. I think we have like maybe one place in the house that I could see us putting like some kind of large penis, but we already have quite an X-rated household with the...
And there's already so much stuff in that one place in the house where we could put the large penis.
Yeah, tampons and so on.
Yeah, I don't know that they're meant to come out.
Demi pre-games by putting a handful of them up there at the start of every month, and just wait in there until they're useful.
Yup.
We build the dam, baby!
Who said this to me the other day? They were like, I had a friend who got a tampon stuck up her pussy and she had to go and get it. Like, it was stuck so far up there because this guy had a huge dick and she forgot that she forgot she had a tampon in there and he fucked her. And she went to the gynecologist and the gynecologist saw how far up it was and said, "Good for you." Who the fuck told me this? Oh, man. Okay. Might have actually been in my Twitch chat, I think.
Oh, my Lord.
Damn it.
Damn. Getting the nod from the gynecologist?
Hey.
Wow. Let me tell you.
That's hard to do.
I'm looking at the markings in the dirt here, and I can tell there's been a sizable animal stampeding through here.
Somebody cooked here.
Fucking hell. Yeah, let him cook.
Your tampon's mashed flat against your circuit.
God damn. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think...
Tampons are so weird.
I'm really glad I don't have to use a tampon. I mean, I do because, you know, I don't want you getting all the glory. So I put them on my butt so they soak up some poop and then them out and put them in the toilet and
then
I flush
you don't
them.
Yeah, then you don't have to poo-poo.
No,
I don't. You put them in the toilet? To see, this is why the fucking drains keep getting blocked up.
No.
You're not supposed to do that.
I think it's nice for a house to actually have stemmer blockage the same way I do. That's why I want to pay it forward by flushing the tampon. I think if I did have to like put a tampon in my dick and then remember it, I think I would, well, with my dick, obviously it would triple
stretch
to quadruple
it out.
The
yeah,
size.
Yeah, it would hurt.
Trying to put a tampon in my dick and it's like squishing an ant. With a thumb.
You got Joker scars on the sides of your urethra.
Pops. I do think it would be...
There's string on it. Like, it's like I've never forgotten that I have a tampon in because there's a fucking string that also, when you've got a tampon in, when you're on the fucking rag, when you're like going to piss, every now and then, if you do forget for a second that you have a tampon in, then you've got a pissy string to deal with.
Yeah, that does seem
out. The piss gets on the string and then you have to either dry off the string or replace the tampon. And if you don't have another one with you, it's like, well, I guess I'll dry off this piss string.
How do you dry off the piss string? Just take toilet paper and like wipe
like,
the string?
Just like squeeze it till all the piss comes out.
I don't know. I still think...
I mean, that's just like, what you do.
I reckon, I think I would have gotten toxic shock syndrome and died by now.
I wonder how many people ever actually got toxic shock syndrome.
I know I would be one of them.
Because I think that actually might be one of the things where it was like some tampons accidentally had this weird chemical in them, so we have to put these labels on tampons forever.
Well, why don't we just start leaving them in and see where it gets us?
Let's test.
Mm.
Let's do an experiment.
Yay.
We're a scientific podcast now.
Oh, I love science. And I love seeing what happens to things when you put them up somebody.
Yeah.
Well, Let's take a break here, Demi, and then when we get back, we'll continue our scintillating scientific discussion.
Okay.
But what's coming up for you, dear listener, is either a short jingle and then a return to the conversation, or if you're on the free feed, you will be getting a wonderful advertisement. And I hope you enjoy it. God knows I've been enjoying mine when I listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting some very horny adverts.
Dude, the fucking...
I'm sick of it.
So you've been getting the horny adverts for like...
Hi, I'm Mia Moonstone. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you've been getting the horny woman adverts where they're like, do you want to like...
Do you want an alien to give you a massage? That's literally... I tried to listen to one episode and it's an alien giving someone a massage.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And it's... Wait, does what does it sound like?
You hold a lot of tension in your back.
It's just someone's normal voice being like, hey, I'm a pleasure alien. Literally, I'm not joking.
Hey, you came up with a premise for today's horny podcast, right?
Yes.
Hastily scribbling down pain alien and then crossing that out. All right, we'll be back in just a second. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
No, okay, well, before we go.
Yes.
The podcast ad I've been getting a lot is like for Lexus and Mercedes.
That is so, yeah.
Like it's assuming that I already own one and it's pitching me on, hey, why don't you simply experience the benefits that come with owning one since you already have one.
Since you have it.
And I love it. I love that I'm taking money from them.
Well, I don't get Lexus and these are the literally the two adverts that I get.
Mm-hmm.
Horny pleasure alien and why don't you buy some tires?
That rules.
You need tires with better grip.
And that's like, okay.
And a horny pleasure alien.
So that's like from, now this is stupid.
Okay.
So the tires buying, why don't you buy some tires?
Yeah.
That's not from like an investment perspective, is it? That's not.
No.
Okay.
It's no. It's.
That's cool.
It's. I think you need better tires.
Yep, I understand that now. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy whatever you get here, listener. Bye. We'll see you in a sec.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Demi, you were looking up the... I can't remember the name of the thing on the break. You were looking up the pleasure alien.
Well, the podcast is called Flirties.
Oh.
And the advert is interesting because she's like, hi, I'm Mia Moonstone, and I'm asking people for their fantasies so that I can make... what she calls sound moments that I call flirties.
Okay. And so someone
sounds like you already called them sound moments. So it's like, I don't know why you needed to think of another name.
I'm making grimbos that I call pazooms.
Oh. So the episode that I listened to is called Love Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So Love Machine is the name of the alien. So
okay.
this is the description. And these are submitted by people.
Someone has written in and said their fantasy is to
this
be
is
massaged
fantasy,
by
and,
a
yes,
love machine
and then
alien.
They do, and then they do like a little radio play of it.
Okay.
All this person wanted was an all-over body massage by a 12-limbed extraterrestrial love machine.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. You're deep in a dreamy sleep when a magical beam of light hits your window and zaps you through outer space and into the arms of a safe marshmallow-like being. They know exactly what you want, and they're going to give you the best massage you've ever had.
Wow. Huh. That's like the most...
You're sort of narrow casting.
Pretty narrow cast, I would say. Also, maybe someone who's desperately trying to be like, what, how do you pronounce it? Hentai? Henti? I don't... What are you saying? Yeah, but there's nowhere else to get this kind of thing. Between 8 and 12 arms of just going crazy on me and kind of, you know, filling my every whim and desire.
So it looks like this one might be about being fucked with an umbrella.
Oswald Cobblepussy comes over and just reams you out.
This is called Caught in the Rain, and it's like it's dedicated to wet weather. It was submitted by someone who gets horny over acts of service. They dreamt it up after getting unexpectedly drenched in pouring rain when they docked out for a coffee without a raincoat. Their day is about to get a little sunnier, though, thanks to a very handsome stranger with a great big umbrella.
Okay. So
you're gonna get fucked with that umbrella.
Maybe you like stand under the umbrella and then it's got one of those handles that like goes whoop at the end and they kind of like put it under you and go
you
look, 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 look. Yeah. Like they're doing like a flipped 90 degrees hooking someone off at Night at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Getting hooked off, I guess, takes on a different meaning.
I suppose.
These are, wow. In terms of sound moments, Demi, these are some of the flirtiest I've seen.
That's why we got the flirty.
Oh, it's all making sense.
I see.
Oh, shit. Actually, the naming of the sound moment is kind of coming in clutch in terms of clarifying the amount of flirtiness.
All right, this person seems to want to be a cake.
Okay, what's the... These are all like there's a male-sounding voice, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
So what is... Is it Mia Moonstone doing the voiceover?
No, it's different. It's different people. So every single one that I've clicked on so far. Oh, hold on. Let me see if the umbrella one has a man in it, because all of them have been female and non-binary so far. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the umbrella one has a man in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lycra lover. Let's have a look. Female and female. That seems nice. That's
wow.
Just working out, and then.
And so they're like friends,
so
and they bond over
friends with each other. They're just best friends.
Awesome.
Touch.
We love Lycra and we like being friends.
See, this is one that I get that this is, again, I'm like, oh, not really for me, but you're a new mummy with a night all to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No baby monitor, no 3 a.m. nappy change.
Okay.
Wait.
Yes?
This is just about you getting horny for your bed.
So they're kind of having fun with it there.
I guess.
That's a little bit too year 12 writing assignment for me.
Yeah.
Like if that's a little bit too, you came in here with a fun little idea.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not one to proselytize for horniness.
Sure.
But there's some kind of place for some nice, honest, I want an alien with big tits and a nice hard cock and it goes crazy on me. Like, I would find that so much less strange than sitting next to someone on the bus who's just like fucking gooshing over the seats because they're thinking about being loaned an umbrella.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You know that like people put stuff in themselves, right? Like
you know there's other stuff to do. Wow, your feet have so much dust on them.
Don't look at my feet.
I'm going to write into Flirties and get them to write me a story about it.
Don't. Two podcast hosts who go absolutely crazy. Oh, yeah, these do have a lot of dust on them.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Yeah, there's something about like the, I don't know, man, in a world where you can like jack off to music videos without even trying that hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking Creed, baby. Ooh, that's Scott Stapp.
Creed?
I haven't released some music videos in like 20 years.
So long, yeah. Like a really, really long time.
But like there's something so crazy to me about, I don't know, in what context are you listening to this? Because it doesn't seem like...
I don't think anyone's like, I don't know, I'm not going to jack off to it.
Maybe this is like the equivalent for some people of like foreplay for jacking off, where you listen to one horny but... you know, kind of flirty podcast.
I guess, yeah.
And then after that, you're on to like, I don't know, Googling whatever holes and stuff you like.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's why, yeah, assume. You're over to looking at like your medical diagrams and like zooming in on them really far or whatever it is that people like.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about the alien one.
Yeah.
Yes, sure. But the weird thing about the alien one is that, like, she, like, halfway through is like, hey, love machine, is this, like, a sexy thing? And the love machine's like, it can be if you want it to be. And she's like, no, I just like the massage. So.
What the fuck is the. What the fuck? What the fuck is the purpose of flirties with Mia Mindstone?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I thought it was about being horny.
But it's not now.
But it doesn't seem like it.
What the fuck? I mean,
maybe it was just that one episode, but like when I was like, okay, the first one that this has served me up is about not fucking a alien.
Yeah, it's about receiving like just a nice back rub by something with a whole bunch of arms.
Yeah.
What is the name of the lady? Because I'm searching Mia Moonstone flirties and it's not coming up.
Oh, let me check it.
I should do
Mia
podcast.
Moonlight, sorry.
Mia Moonlight. Thank you. Yeah, I am fuddled by this.
Yeah.
It feels like this is... This seems like, and I know this is a stupid thing to say,
mm-hmm.
but the same way that people have that conspiracy theory over like TikTok in China serves you like, you know, a lot of social betterment stuff, and TikTok in any other country serves you like the horniest like brain rot that you've ever seen in your life. I believe that flirties is a psyop designed to make us forget how to have sex.
Why do you think I'm being served it up though?
I don't know. That I don't know. Audiocraft has launched flirties.
Yeah.
It originated... So this is from Radio Today.
Mm.
It originated the pandemic lockdown as a way to explore human connection through sound. You shouldn't have originated that.
Why did you originate that? That fucked up a lot of stuff for us.
We invented COVID.
So that we flirties.
Could, from fun runs with crushes to a stranger simply offering an umbrella in the rain. Hey, I remember that.
I remember him.
Each episode explores how voice and sound can convey feelings of intimacy and trust, and how intimate and erotic audio can be a safe haven for female and queer listeners. And I would like to formally retract everything negative I've said about it.
Mm-hmm. I would not.
You're safe.
You gaybos. Why are you being so lame?
Mia Moonlight says, my ears are my favorite erogenous zone.
Shut the fuck up.
The only thing that better than filling them with sweet stories and lovely sounds is doing the same for a world of beautiful strangers.
But if you were just talking about someone sucking on your ear or putting their dick in it, I'd be fine with that. But you're talking about an alien. Talk about a robot touch you. Talk about an umbrella. Talk about a cake.
Yeah, I don't understand what the... It's really weird to me, and sometimes you get this thing of, like, you see a product and you imagine the person who's, like, a real evangelist of it, and you can't quite picture them as real.
Yeah.
But imagining someone who's like, oh, cool, a new flirty's just dropped.
Ugh.
That's really fucking...
Maybe it's, like, really, really for someone. I can't imagine them.
No, I'm also
at all.
I'm also like looking up their various socials, and it looks like I can't see where they keep saying that like Mia Moonlight is on socials at Flirty Sounds, as you know, at Flirty Sounds, and I can't find where Flirty Sounds exists.
What is Mia Moonlight?
Mia Moonlight is an anonymous. Well, you know, it's a. It's a nom de moonlight of, well, I don't fucking know, nom de flirt of whoever's making this. Oh, and they, wouldn't you know it, they have an Instagram account. That's where it is. And looks like they did...
die. Oh.
Flirty Sounds did participate in South by Southwest Sydney. Wow. Kind of our... our convention mates, as we, of course, were there doing our own sensual podcast with our friends at the Dragon Friends.
Yes. There's a lot of cum in that podcast. I reckon people are probably successfully jacking off to the Dragon Friends than they are to Flirties.
I would agree with that. And it looks
I wish they wouldn't.
It looks
Stop
like-
Stop doing the thing I imagined!
It looks like there's 10 episodes of this podcast, mm-hmm. and they are now all out.
Oh, they're done.
Yeah, they're I don't know if there's more coming out or whatever, but that's
But it says it's fortnightly.
This is such a fucking brave move here.
Yes.
Flirty Sounds made an Instagram post 2 weeks ago,
okay.
with a photo of just a hot back. Like Ooh, that's like a muscly.
Uh-huh.
A muscly back. But like toned, like not too big.
Not too big, just toned. Like you're not gonna hurt me.
It goes fucking I fucking love when people are like, I'm gonna start going to the gym, but I don't wanna like get too big. You don't
Oh good.
Oh phew. I think you'll be able to avoid that. Don't you worry. As someone who spent a lot of his life trying to become too big, I wouldn't worry about it, mon frère. Flirty Sound said, yeah, I think chicks get intimidated by like muscly guys, so I just kind of want to maintain like tone.
I'm not intimidated by them.
I think a man can be as big as he wants.
You can be as large as you'd like.
As big as a house. And anyway, this photo of a back and then the call to action on this post, which has not received any engagement, is tag a friend who's always dreamed of an elevator tryst. So I guess the...
There is an episode called Elevate about getting you're at a dinner party. I think it's your dinner party. And
I've got it here. You're about to step into
this was my thing.
I know, but it's the next post. I can read it out loud and it'll save some scrolling. I was trying
to show you this.
You're about to step into an elevator that will break down. It's nothing dangerous. More of a fortuitous safety break kind of thing.
I started listening to it. I tried to listen to that episode and was like, ugh, because the voices in it were so annoying.
But you will get stuck somewhere between the second and third floor with a beautiful man from South America.
Hey.
See that? And that exactly there is when I stopped listening, Tom. Exactly then.
Oh, Dios mío. Hey.
Hey.
Fuck. Okay, wait, here.
Got all that karaoke stuff for me.
Oh, amazing. Hold on. I'll come down and help you. Just come in through the main door and wait by the lift. We're down in a sec.
Your poor friend will end up waiting downstairs for a while.
This is... You can make some hot voices, and some people have, like, really hot voices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a hot enough voice to be doing this.
This is what I'm saying.
Fuck, man.
Like, and it's not just because the audio quality is bad, and it's not just because their voice acting is very bad.
Yeah.
It's not a hot voice. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm about to get stuck in the lift. I'm about to get stuck in the lift for a while.
So, I'm sorry, Tommy Misa, a.k.a. party person, in the episode, your voice is not hot enough to be doing this.
Although that last name has given me an idea.
Love Machine! Oh, I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, my God.
I wish Jar Jar had more arms and he'd touch me.
Also, another thing about... Okay. These are all like... 7 to 8.5 minutes long.
Yes.
This smells like something that they got some funding for and whatever AudioCraft is, they just like put aside some money for this weird new pitch and they were like, maybe it'll take off. So best of luck. I like this one, which is, oh no, there's a ravenous monster chasing you through the woods.
Yeah.
You're running fast, trying to think on your feet when suddenly the pass ends at a cliff with a roaring ocean beneath it.
Yep. Do you want to die or you want to fuck a vampire?
Yeah.
Which one? Which one?
I
vampire's famously unfuckable.
I don't think I stand a chance at the vampire.
Yeah.
I pull out a gun and I turn it on myself.
Yep.
Anyway, that's... God damn it. I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the fucking week.
Yeah, sorry. I had to share with you.
Hey, I'm a vampire.
Hey, have you got the vampire with you? Come through the back door and I'll let you in.
Sorry.
It's the same guy.
Yeah, just the same exact fucking thing. Now that we're out of that situation on the cliff, we can take the elevator down to the bottom of the cliff. Oh, no. Between the second and third floor, we've been stopped. I don't think it's also, like, I don't think it's helped by the fact that every accent I've heard so far is Australian.
Yeah, it's an Australian podcast.
We sound so fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah, dude.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank you, Vit Demi, for bringing that to the attention of the pod.
Yeah.
What a weird fucking thing.
It's very strange.
It's very strange.
It's very strange.
It's very strange.
I think I might listen to the one with the umbrella just to see whether they do bring the umbrella into the pussy hole.
I don't think there's going to be any penetration in these. I think this is all going to be just you listen to these and you get a sense of the two people feeling trust and warmth towards each other.
Mm.
That is my official take.
Yeah, it's really big.
Where are you? Can I? Where are you headed?
Sounds hot.
Sounds like me fumbling through the paper that has my lines written on him.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. There are like hot male voices out there,
mm-hmm.
but just they didn't have access.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him. Well, I hope that whoever wants it gets like an umbrella in their balls or pussy.
Yeah, I hope there's an umbrella in your balls. Hey.
Or anus.
Fans,
mm?
I hope there's an umbrella in your balls.
May the umbrella in your ass be opened by a gentle lover.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Outdoors, I guess.
Outdoors only.
So there's no bad luck.
And there's no mess inside.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
God damn it.
Hey,
all right.
Don't forget to wipe your pussy before you come in here.
Scraping it over the mat.
Yeah.
Ow, ow, ow. Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, we're a pants-off household.
Fuck, we could get away with that.
I reckon we could, yeah.
Yeah. Coming home with someone. Doesn't matter who. Doesn't matter how svelte and buxom
doesn't
they are.
Doesn't matter how many arms they have.
Oh, wow. Love machine.
And doesn't matter how Misa glad to be seeing us again they are.
No, no. I don't think you so clumsy. You so gentle.
Wow.
All right. Well, ugh. Blah, God damn it. Just I'm needing to keep tabs on this.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Well, it's mine, so I'm keeping tabs on it. So
I would love for you to keep tabs on it, but I might set up a Google alert for flirties.
No, it's mine, Tom.
Okay, well then I'm gonna set up a Google alert for sound moments.
No, you better not, because that'll get you flirty.
I don't think it will. It could get me a different kind of sound moment.
Isn't it funny to think of, just because you made a noise like a vampire a minute ago, I don't think you meant to, but you did go, bleh.
No, yeah, like, I didn't mean to.
So isn't it funny to think about somebody wanting to fuck a vampire, but like a Transylvanian vampire?
Yes.
Isn't that, like, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like the Widow's Peak, they've got the big collar.
The Bela Lugosi type, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a,
and just their big white cock is sticking out from under their cape. It's like really white.
Luminescent fucking cock. What's turning into a bat and then like flapping my still the same size cock in and out of your pussy. What you do is you get the girl to like lie with her legs over her head and then you flap desperately as a bat lowering and heightening your cock into.
Yeah, going in and out, creating kind of a compression and a suction with your bat wings. But also then you start losing your boner, so you bite me and you're like, I need more blood.
I need more blood in this thing.
I need more blood. Blue, give me some of these. I want to make you happy.
Trying to smack an ass with my tiny little bat paw. Plap, plap, peep, plap, plap.
A little claw at the end of the wing.
Yeah.
Just kind of scritch, scritch, scritch.
Pull my hair. I could reach over a bit.
Do you like being spanked? Scritch, scritch, scritch. How does it feel?
telling my vampire boyfriend to pull my hair, but he gets caught in there because he's in his bat form and I have to go to the doctor to get him cut out.
And he's busy. He wants to pull your hair, but it gets sticky because he was just eating a mango in his little bat claws.
stupid. Yeah, why do people want to fuck those vampires so much, huh?
I don't know. Because there was that, I suppose that was probably, there were other sexy vampires before
Bella Twilight. And yeah. Edward, yeah. There's the whole thing with Dracula. Is he supposed to be, well, at least he has his
He hypnotizes you into wanting to be his wife, right?
Yeah, I believe the people he turns into wives are turned into vampires and then wives.
Yeah, but
so he has like a bunch of hot ladies.
Yeah, but it's a hypnotism thing, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he's just like so sexy that they, like Dracula, I'm pretty sure has hypnotized.
Yes, I do believe that that is true.
And I don't think it's just because he's fucking hot.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm into the Vincent Price look.
Maybe it's that he has like three umbrellas or something.
Mm.
Wow. Or maybe he's going for like a fun run. Or maybe he has like, oh, the Dracula Manor's lift is broken again.
Oh, I need three wives. I have three umbrellas. Honey, I have these two spare umbrellas.
It's so fucking stupid. I can't stop thinking about flirties.
Sorry.
Fuck. All right. Well,
and
hey.
You have not been served the ad, have you?
No. Because it skews like female and non-binary. And that's your demo. Female, queer, non-binary.
I'm demi.
That's your demo. That's your demo.
No. No.
I think I'm saying it right. Demo, Lana. But yeah, no, I'm just getting like
the practice child.
Straight guy ads, which are like, you can go ahead and like, hey, you ever want to be a security guard? Buy like a Lexus.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know.
Have you got really, 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 really dusty feet?
I'm going to put my feet down on the floor.
Good.
Where they're going to get dustier, but Brand. At least you won't be able to look at
them. I won't be able to see the dust.
Still there. Yeah, my ads are pretty frightful. I mean, all of them are. Doubtless our listeners have received like a bunch of terrible ads on this. I don't think it's possible to make an ad for a podcast that makes it seem listenable.
I would like to know if there are any ads that our listeners have followed through to acquiring the product.
The only time I've followed a podcast through is when I've found out that someone who I like from something else has a podcast. Like if it's like someone I knew as a guest or someone like, I haven't even listened to it, but Chelsea Peretti has a new podcast out.
Ooh.
I know. But I believe it's called Call Chelsea Peretti.
She's so funny.
And that got not served as like an insert podcast, but you know, on the feeds of things. And I was like, I'll fucking listen to that. I love Chelsea Peretti.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't think... podcast advertisers don't listen to this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's...
They work at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or if they do work, it's the ones where like they get the podcasters to actually record...
Do a podcast read, yeah.
Yeah.
Those work really well.
Yes. We would love to do our first ever those.
But somebody please give us a podcast ad read.
Yeah, because right now we are... the Acast model gang, and I say this as someone who's on Acast with the surety that none of them are listening, I don't see it surviving the decade.
No, no, no.
It obviously doesn't work.
No, 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 no.
Anyway.
Have you ever played the marshmallow in your mouth game?
You know what? I haven't, and I know it is Fluffy Bunnies.
Yeah, Fluffy Bunnies.
I believe that it was, the prospect of playing it was raised once, and then everyone was like, that kills people.
Nerds.
They treated it like Christians, like, and someone had proposed playing with a Ouija board.
Yeah,
like it was as if we were like, what if we played like Russian roulette? Because yeah, they were like, oh no, someone choked to death doing it, dude.
Mm. I re-listened to The Stand recently, and there are a couple scenes in it with a Ouija board, and one of them is like, this lady being like, yeah, I'm like 36, but I'm a virgin because I know the devil wants to fuck me one day. So I'm going to, hi, I'm Mia Moonlight. Are you 36? Like the Ouija board is fake, but in The Stand it's like, but what if it was fake and then it was real because you liked it to be?
Sure. Yeah, if you invite that demon into your house or whatever. Yeah. I think that a Ouija board without vowels would be fun. Kind of gives the sense that the ghost is in a hurry.
Yeah. Huh.
Right? Well, Demi, I would like to update you on something that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Now, after all this wonderful talk about flirties, which is going to be, I mean, I'm going to listen to all of them. It's like all up. It's like mine. An hour and a half.
It's my thing.
I mean, do you want to?
Yeah, I'm doing it. It's mine. You keep trying to steal it. You stole it when I was doing that. I told you not to look at it on your computer and you did.
Well, I couldn't find where they were fucking plugging this shit and I needed to find out what it is.
You needed to take away every part of my joy.
Yes, but now I'm handing it back. You go ahead. All right, I won't listen to it. You go right ahead.
You're such a prick.
I'm nice. And what I wanted to talk to you about is the Historic Autographs Card Company, which is a company that you're familiar with because we opened some of them up on my stream a while back. We copped the George Washington box as well as the Famous Americans box.
One of those famous Americans was German.
Yeah, several of them were not American.
Not American
and then
at
one
all.
Of them was Joseph Campbell of the Campbell Soup Company.
Yep.
And instead of a photo of him on the card, they just had a photo of the soup factory.
Yes.
So, nevertheless, this is a really interesting world. If you want to see the video of us opening up these cards, I'll chuck a link in the description of the podcast. We have an edit of it up online. But the main thing I want to say is I've signed up to their mailing list.
Yeah.
And their mailing list is where they kind of mail out like, oh, hey, here's the products you can look forward to. And these are, so for when we opened this, spoilers for watching the video, but we opened up a card that had a little baggie of dirt embedded in it from
it
a
had
battleground.
Some dirt, yes. Yes.
We also opened up a foil George Washington's dogs.
It didn't call it dirt, though. I believe it said some soil from the battlegrounds. I'm like, it's dirt.
It's a dirt.
It said dirt.
So the
you gave me some dirt.
You gave me dirt.
Yeah, I have dirt.
At least have the fucking internet like sensitivities to write Puto on this damn thing. Kind of found a song there, huh?
Yeah.
Ringtone ass. But we have,
really cool if you went to the garden store, instead of like a bag full of soil, you're like, it's fucking modems. What the fuck?
So we have ourselves just a few emails here from the Historic Autographs Company. For people who don't know, what this place does is they just basically print trading cards of historical figures. The favorite ones that I think we cracked from them were, again, Albert Einstein, not American,
not
from
American.
The Famous Americans
yes.
back. The foil Washington's dogs, the extract from George Washington's diary about how he'd bought a new dog to fuck his old dog.
And also one of those dogs was a German Shepherd. Come on.
Come on, guys.
American.
Say it's an Alsatian. Where's that patriotism?
Yup.
And then the other relic we got, oh no, I can't remember. I believe
Well, we got Washington's fear of death.
Yes.
Card.
Anyway, so what they're devoted to doing is making trading cards that are either pictures of things, foil pictures of things, and very rarely what they call relic cards, which is where you have like with like a baseball card, it would be like a signature from the baseball person. Or like, you know, maybe it's a fragment of a jersey that someone wore in the game. And
like
they
one
like
one of the threads from a baseball
up.
That they used or something.
Yes. Mm. It's some material thing. Fuck. I just remembered the actual relic we got here, which was, and if you watch the video, you can see us unbox this.
Unbox.
We cracked the Richard Nixon and Dwight Eisenhower DNA card, which was a card that has small fragments of hair from Richard Nixon and Dwight Eisenhower.
Collected by the presidential barber.
Yes. Anyway, so I have emails from them that detail.
Couldn't get a card each.
I know, right? It feels like it would be better to have just the Nixon
or
just the Eisenhower.
Yeah.
It cheapens them both.
I feel like their souls are attached to those hairs.
Can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I think that they had a big bag of Nixon and Eisenhower hair and they were like, well, we can't separate these out. Just split them 50-50 and we'll probably be right here. Anyway, coming up from Historic Autographs.
Maybe
and this
one
is,
was a flirty blonde.
Ooh. Nixon dyeing his hair to a flirty blonde and kind of looking at himself from side to side, parading up and down. Mm.
Duck mouth.
The witch is back. First ever Harry Houdini relic card. And this is a relic card they're making from Harry Houdini. Harry Houdini's personally owned large black and white striped canvas mailbag is being cut up and made into relics in a card. This was something that he escaped from in one of his famous tricks. Then the mailbag escape.
Not that hard to escape from a mailbag.
Well, apparently this one...
Just put an address on yourself.
Look, it'll take a while, but you'll get out of there. And boy, will someone be happy to see you.
Houdini's face, like, squelching through a mail slot in a doorway. Is that a fucking magician?
Hello!
I'm a package.
There was an element...
Ta-da!
There was an element of officialdom introduced in this stunt, with the escape having the superintendent of mails lock him in a US government mailbag with a rotary lock belonging to the US government. And that's why
he's
it was
showing
hard
off
for him to...
or like...
I believe that the magician was showing off. Yeah, that's kind of his job. It's literally all he does.
Get over it. What's wrong with you? Just be yourself.
Hey,
we don't care about this.
I bet you can't get punched really hard in the stomach. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. And then Isaac Newton relic card. This is a separate email that I got from them. Historic Autographs has obtained a marvelous manuscript.
Did you say marvelous?
I did. I fucked up.
Yeah.
Marvelous manuscript by Isaac Newton about his family tree. Unsigned, but...
But?
Incorporating his surname, quote, Newton.
Ah.
25 times throughout the text.
Ooh.
One page both sides.
Technically signed, I guess.
Yeah. No
you
date.
Write your name.
Newton has written these notes in the third person, referring to himself as the deponent. No idea. And it is perhaps the case that Newton is here preparing to make a formal declaration of his family history in context of his receiving knighthood from Queen Anne.
Are you showing off?
I guess.
Are you showing off?
I don't know.
You
want
me to know who your fucking dad is? Are you showing off?
My dad could get me knighted more than your dad. I'm writing up the family tree.
Yeah.
But yeah, be on the lookout for authentic Newton last name only. So you're right. They are going to cut up where Isaac Newton has written Newton and put it in, embedded into a card.
Beautiful.
Written word and touched relic cards in our upcoming products. So what that means is they've got this piece of paper where Isaac Newton wrote the word Newton 25 times. You're going to get 25, cut to 25 of Isaac Newton writing the word Newton.
Yes.
And then just some bits are going to be just paper that Isaac Newton touched.
Touched once and touched. Maybe didn't even touch all of it.
No, he probably didn't like put his paws all over it.
Family trees are fun. I think my family tree, I think, is like a weeping willow with a rat living in it.
I mean, yours is as wide as a weeping willow on account of mother's proclivities.
Yeah,
I do think
we're just getting that thing clapped out.
Oh, talking about my future mother-in-law there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I wanted to tell you is that coming up soon in Historic Autographs, they have The Mob 2, a series of cards, which is going to be a sequel to their The Mob run of cards. Here you can expect to get various...
Killed.
You can expect to get killed, yeah. Well, there's cards here, and they've just got them pictured. The five families of New York City, and then they've got a card with pictures of five different leaders of the families.
Be cool to have a card that's just the Fishers, and it's got a little nightcap on.
Demi, honestly, they do have a very badly photoshopped picture here of a pair of cement shoes.
Oh, my God. I was kidding.
So the pair of cement shoes card, and that'll be available in foil to a limited run.
And because it's not clear what it is, it has the words cement shoes over the top.
It says a pair of cement shoes, yeah.
It's not even a pair.
Slightly taller. But
that doesn't count.
It's a concrete block that they've then gotten a Google image PNG of some pant legs, and they've put them going into the cement block.
That is so good,
on a
dude.
Google image result of a peer. We also have just a card that just says Omerta, silence unto death, and then I would honestly guess AI-generated picture of the Grim Reaper and a autograph cards of Carmine the Snake Persico.
Okay.
And a Whitey Bulger authentic handwriting sample.
Hey.
Very cool. I just...
We better start handwriting stuff more for our trading cards.
Yeah, we do. And then this is the Celebrity Plus cards. They put up a trailer for these. I don't know if you saw that. That was... So this is just kind of a one-by-one, like, showing you the cards that they're printing. They have a Celebrity Plus cut autograph of Steve McQueen.
Isn't that a car? That's Lightning McQueen. Who's Steve McQueen?
Steve McQueen's some kind of celebrity. I think he was the actor from Great Escape. Or maybe he's a fashion designer. I can't remember.
Okay.
One of the McQueens is, the other ain't. And then the Celebrity Plus in service, they have Keith Purcell. Okay. who was an actor of, from what I can tell from Wikipedia, quite limited renown and not much staying power.
Yeah.
But they have bought a signature of his from a letter and then cut it up and put it on a card. And to kind of make it a bit more desirable, they've put Celebrity Plus in service and an American flag and flagged the fact that he was serving in the U.S. Navy in World War II.
You should just put pocket pussy on these cards to make them worth more. People will want them then.
People really like pocket pussies on account of they feel good to fuck.
Exactly, yeah.
Or at least neutral.
Or at least normal to fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kind of rubbery and flopping about. So.
Yeah, you're right. The rubbery and flopping about aspect of a real pussy is hard to emulate.
That's right.
And then they do have Celebrity Plus Marriage. There you can get a card with Sammy Davis Jr. and Altavisa Davis.
Altavise.
Yeah, and two signatures from them. A really baffling world where you can also get a split card of Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson, the host of The Tonight Show.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And that's all the teasers they've given out for the Historic Autographs 20. I'm sorry, my burp. Historic Autographs 2023 Celebrity Plus set.
I'd really like to see the mob cards. I would like to buy some mob cards.
I think we should get them shipped to someone in America and then we can get them to open it on a stream.
Yes, I believe
Maybe, Jesse, who's to say? Oh, and I did want to show you one other one.
Okay.
This is from the 2021 Historic Autographs Written Word POTUS the First 36 product. Okay. This is a card of Warren G. Harding, President of the United States.
Which number of president?
I don't know. He was in the first 36. I can tell you that much for free. Warren G. Harding is pictured here with a authentic handwriting sample of his.
It says June.
It's just the word June.
It looks like his name's June.
It does, right?
I'm June.
It's just a very serious man. And then be like, I guess once he wrote June.
Huh. Okay.
Truly like a beautiful world of completely worthless collectibles. Yeah. I love thinking about them so much. Historic Autographs Company.
That card has the same vibe as when once I took a photo of you while you were on stage when we were at a festival. You're wearing a Jeff Rosenstock shirt, but Jeff was written much bigger because it took up more space on the shirt. And I took a picture from the back of the room and was like, "Just looks like your name's Jeff.
Yeah.
And you need us to know.
I shouldn't wear that shirt anymore." They also have a card product called Chaos, in which they have cards of serial killers. And
oh, God.
It was really bad. But the reason I bring it up, it's fucking weird and depressing, but the reason I bring it up is because they have, I looked up like a video of someone opening these cards, and I found them opening up their first booster and just being like, oh, there's a card for the St. Francis Dam. Because they also print just natural disasters.
Jesus.
And the St. Francis Dam was like a famously fatal collapse.
Oh, I just thought that was going to be like where somebody dumped bodies.
No.
That's really funny. Yeah, that's something that, because I still listen to a true crime podcast. I listen to the one with the two ladies because it's really funny to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just like, yeah, there was a really big fire.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people died from a fire, so... And did anybody light it? No, it was an accident. So,
and wait, and that's the true crime that week?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then there's like, you know, they do like the Zoot Suit Riots. And I was like, I think that counts because that's like, you know, kind of a cool historical
thing.
And there were like evil people in that. And then sometimes they're like, it was a volcano and this guy survived.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's lucky that the volcano did not take him to a second location or what have you.
Can we be done?
We can be done.
Great.
And Chaos is just a series of trading cards that focus on natural disasters, tragedies, notorious figures, and serial killers.
Okay.
The series will also include those that have made our world a much better place, including healers.
No.
Forensic scientists.
Come on.
And lawmen. Which is demonstrated here with this variety pack of images.
Oh, I hope it's cop blood. We took this directly from an alive cop.
So you can see here there's a volcano. There's the Hindenburg disaster.
Very clearly a mug shot up there.
Yeah, that's I can't remember the name of the person, but I believe she's portrayed in the film Monster. And,
oh, yeah, with Kathy Bates. No, there wrong is one.
A rendering of the COVID-19 virus. Mm. And then who's that in the bottom middle there to kind of provide a little bit of a rebuttal to all of this? Why, it's our old pal Gandhi. Just featured in this as kind of like a, but it's not all doom and gloom.
Hey, have they put him right next to the Hindenburg?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, cool. Great.
What? Gandhi, you can stop it. No.
No, I'm tired.
I'm tired and I'm hungry.
I had a big day. I'm in kind of a bad mood, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We will see you later. I had a lot of fun this episode.
Me too.
Good. Okay. Well, I don't know why I said that, but I just had a lovely time.
I think it's fine. I had a wonderful time too, Tom.
Okay, great. Well, I'll see you later.
Sorry for the lack of episode the other way. We're getting married. Sorry about the wee-wee poo-poo, but we're getting married. Poo-poo, wee-wee.
Yeah, we have been... Look, things are, as always, chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
We are dealing with everything, but as best we can. Hope you enjoyed the Unlocked Free episode. And also, thank you very much to everybody who came out to the charity stream on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I did 12 hours of streaming The Sims 1 for Americas and Anera, which is just for benefiting people in Gaza. And we raised a truly insane amount of money. We raised $22,000 American.
Yeah.
And which comes out to like 34K Australian.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful.
Well done, everyone,
everybody. Who gave. Thank you so much.
I'm very, very proud of Tom. I think it's amazing. Ooh, too genuine in the podcast.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Press stop.
Bye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.